There's a pretty good chance that at some time in your life, you'll contract the human papillomavirus. Nearly all sexually active people pick it up at one time or another. For a small number of us, a virus will lead to cancer. The way that works turns out to be very cloak and dagger, like a hijacker or maybe a hacker. It takes over a healthy cell's equipment for its own shady reasons. Seattle Children's researcher Rachel Katzenellenbogen just got millions of dollars to decipher the virus's playbook in hopes scientists can outflank it. KPLU health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer visited her lab to learn about the hunt.
I think this was a new idea to people, the very idea that a virus could cause cancer. Mm-hmm. How big of a game changer was that concept?
It is a game changer because if you're able to avoid those infections or detect them and treat them before they start to lead to cancer, you have the opportunity to avoid the disease to begin with.
So there are gazillions of viruses that don't cause cancer. What is it about HPV? Does it have special powers? What is it about it that gives it this particular hazard?
That's a good question. There are a lot of papillomaviruses, and only a small subset of those are associated with cancer. Their genes are slightly different and affect the host cells in such a way that they ultimately gain other mutations that lead to cancer.
So it sounds really subtle.
It has figured out a way to be avoided from detection or infect you, but your body doesn't react to it so that it is able to propagate in you.
It wants to infect you but not trigger an immune response and not kill you, right?
Exactly. But it also does shut down any immune cells that go and sample the skin or mucosa to figure out if there's an infection in those layers, and it really helps blunt any of the immune responses that your body has to it.
Wow, so the scout cells that are off to go check for infections, mm-hmm. It kind of knocks those guys out, bumps them off, sticks them in a room somewhere, so they can't do their job.
Yeah, it basically shuts down any signaling patterns. And when you think about it, let's say you have a cut on your finger. Within a day, where your cut is sore, red, swollen. If you have a wart on your finger, which is caused by papillomavirus, your body appears to not really care. It's not red, it's not inflamed. Your body has a very, very slow and not a very robust response to a papillomavirus infection.
Once it makes its way in there and gets into your cells, the high-risk HPV viruses, what do?
So HPV uses the cell's machinery to replicate its viral DNA. But HPV infections lead cells to continue to grow when there are lots of other signals that they should stop. They've gotten broken DNA. They are too old. Their chromosomes are starting to stick to one another. And all of those are things that should be catastrophic to a cell. But HPV blocks signals that this cell should either slow to a stop, go through programmed cell suicide, or be detected by an immune cell where that cell would be killed.
So these little buggers, and I know you're a scientist and the virus is just being itself, there's no value judgment there, but to me they sound pretty diabolical. What are you doing to try and disrupt them?
My research is really interested in understanding the interface between a high-risk HPV infection and the virus and how it affects its host cell.
Of course, we've had a vaccine for HPV for some years now, and the vaccines have gotten more and more effective and more widespread. Why do we need the sort of work you're doing?
My studies are still really trying to understand how HPV leads to cancers, and this is going to have an effect on men and women for generations who were too old to be vaccinated, or even those people who were inadequately vaccinated before exposed and they got infected with a type of HPV.
And that's a lot of people?
It's a lot of people, yeah.
Well, Dr. Rachel Katzenellenbogen is an HPV expert. We're here in her lab at the Seattle Children's Research Institute, and she's also a faculty member at UW Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.